Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. House Republicans are ready to vote on President Trump's $4.5 trillion tax breaks and spending cuts bill. Democrats lack the votes to stop it. CBS's Hunter Woodall.
Republicans are confident that they're going to be able to pass this bill. They're hoping, obviously, to have this be a bit of a 4th of July celebration for Republicans because they feel like they are fulfilling a major part of President Donald Trump's agenda.
Camilo Montoya Galvez reports the first group of immigrants has arrived at a new detention center deep in the Florida Everglades.
This is civil immigration detention, so it is not supposed to be a punishment or punitive. It is only designed to hold people while they await detention and deportation.
Nicole Valdez reports on what will be a very busy travel day ahead of July 4th.
We are seeing some airports like Dallas, Fort Worth, and Miami topping the list of some of those delays and cancellations today, but overall, really not a bad day to travel.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Fans of fireworks have plenty of options tonight. Shows are scheduled in Waukesha, Menominee Falls, and Muskego. In Milwaukee, the annual Lakefront Fireworks Show has been replaced by a drone show. That'll emanate from McKinley Beach at about 9:15. It's said to feature synchronized music and images of local landmarks. There are more fireworks tomorrow, of course, and some communities wait until the 5th. You can check out Saturday Boomers in Big Bend, East Troy, and Oak Creek. Shots fired at a Shorewood officer early this morning were followed by shots fired at Glendale Police later in the morning. Authorities say a Shorewood police officer survived being shot in his ballistic vest early this morning as officers were called to a reported shooting. He's okay and already out of the hospital. Two other people were shot in that situation. Their conditions aren't yet known. Hours later, Glendale police came under fire while pursuing that suspect. It's believed the suspect was shot following that confrontation. We're working on learning more. Police say the initial situation involving the shooting was not a random act of violence. Funeral arrangements have been announced for Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He died Sunday after being shot in the line of duty 1 week ago today. Visitation will take place Friday, July 11th at Elmbrook Church in Brookfield. One of the busiest travel weekends of the year is underway. Lisa Hale has more.
AAA of Wisconsin says they expect nearly 1.5 million residents to hit the roads this week, with another nearly 60,000 hopping on a flight and over 100,000 scooting across the country in trains and buses. The nearly 1.5 million drivers would be a 2.5% increase over last year's July 4th travel season. Officials also are advising residents to plan ahead for extra traffic.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The series finale. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets square off for game three of their series tonight. The two teams stand at one game apiece. Yesterday, the Brewers won the first of a doubleheader, 7-2. The Mets went on to win the nightcap, 7-3. Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski giving up five runs in the second inning, including a grand slam. Things started to unravel after that. Manager Pat Murphy.
He'd have it for one pitch and didn't, and then you could just see the ball wasn't coming out of his fingers the same, and you could see the frustration building, and that's too good of a team and too good of a lineup. You know, this is the days you realize how good these guys are, all major league players. It's so tough to perform at the highest level and be consistent. When you're off a little bit, it can be the difference, and Miz just wasn't in sync.
So tonight it'll be Jose Quintana on the mound against New York's left-hander David Peterson. The Cubs beat the Guardians 5-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
I am sleeping in for the holiday on Friday, but if you're up and at 'em, I'll have some of our best segments from 2025 to get you set for the weekend.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program today. Bob Kennedy is up to it again. This is totally strange. Now, keep in mind, Republicans historically have been the ones who have been downright hysterical about personal privacy. I mean, through my entire lifetime, I mean, the John Birch Society back in the 50s and 60s, you know, the Nixon Republicans in the 70s with all their law and order rhetoric, you know, McCarthy and, you know, the communists are coming to get us in the 50s, all this stuff. And, you know, it's always, you know, oh, the Democrats want to bring us a police state, or the Democrats want to have, you know, big government that's looking over everybody and taking care of everybody and making sure. And, you know, Obamacare and quack, quack, quack. And then they got, and then we got into the wild conspiracy theories during the pandemic. Oh, yeah, there's microchips in the vaccines that Bill Gates put in there so Microsoft can make more money tracking everything you do and selling that information. And then someday they're going to use it for tyranny. They're going to crack down on you because they'll know everything you're doing because they got your microchip in you. And, you know, this has been the Republican thing, right? For decades, absolute hysteria about being tracked by the government. So Bob Kennedy comes out and says, and I'll just read it straight up. This is from the Daily Mail, the UK newspaper by Luke Andrews Sr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to fit all Americans with a tracking device within the next 4 years. The Health and Human Services Secretary revealed his plans during a House hearing yesterday, saying the devices were key to the MAHA agenda. He said the technology could help people lose weight and exercise more regularly, as well as take control of their health and encourage good judgments about their diets, about their physical activity, about the way they live their lives. And he said, again, I'm just sharing with you straight up from this news story, no editorial yet. He said he's planning to launch one of the biggest advertising campaigns in history to encourage more people to wear the devices, which range from $99 to nearly $800. By the way, the woman that has been put in charge of the CDC, excuse me, the woman who has been put in charge of the, who is the Surgeon General, Casey Means, is also the co-founder of a company called Levels, that sells wearable health trackers. And by the way, if you subscribe to the company that, or if you buy a tracker from the woman who runs, who is our attorney, our Surgeon General, you have to pay her company $199 a year to activate the tracker. Right. And I mean, this is just incredible. Just imagine this, right? This is, you know, Bob Kennedy's got this whole thing set up, and we're all wearing like some kind of, you know, new Bob Kennedy smartwatch. And you go into a restaurant and you say, well, I'll have the high cholesterol, you know, steak with potatoes and butter or something. Well, actually, he wouldn't object to that, probably. I'll have the vegan option. And suddenly your watch goes, and you get an electric shock, you know. No, you won't. It's like, you know, bring me some dessert. Nope, can't do that. And then, you know, of course, the smartwatches all have microphones on them, you know, and so they hear you having a conversation with your next door neighbor. You know, that Bob Kennedy and that Donald Trump, I don't think they're so good for the country. You know, I'm just astonished, just frankly astonished, that Alex Jones isn't wetting his bed right now, that he's not just hysterical, that the right wing conspiracy nuts have not just gone off on this. I mean, Bob Kennedy announced this on X, and well, he did get a little bit of blowback. I mean, you know, one person said, you used to rage about these very subjects. You even made money speaking against EMF's biometrics, surveillance, 5G, health, privacy, and so on. Well, it's another problem. Bob says that, you know, the radiation from these devices, like, you know, my Apple Watch, that the radiation from these devices causes cancer or other problems. But now he wants us all to wear one? Well, hey, if you can monitor people, you know, and if the Surgeon General can make $199 a person, and there's only, what, 400 million, 300 million of us, we're talking real money here. Oop, I guess I wasn't supposed to say that. All right. Meanwhile, Bob's CDC panel of outside vaccine advisors, it's called the Advisory Committee for Immunization Practices, is meeting today to review childhood vaccines and shots. They haven't had a full review of these things in about 7 years. And they're going to be looking at our vaccines. I don't have much more than that other than as I shared with you last week when I went through the names and policy positions of a number of the people on the panel. Bob, of course, fired all of the actual vaccine experts who have been working, you know, with the FDA and the CDC and whatnot for decades, and replaced them with crackpots who are affiliated with his various groups. So I think we'll know more after the meeting, or probably, you know, weeks after the meeting, when they've had time to go to ChatGPT and say, please come up with some more phony studies for us to cite. It's incredible how they got busted, you know, for the hallucinations that these AI programs create. I mean, it's a real challenge. So anyway, we'll see where it goes. I'm not optimistic, but, you know, one never knows. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Patsy in Arroyo Grande, California. Hey, Patsy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I'm calling in regard to that caller who wanted to do the Second Amendment rights thing and form a militia. Well, it's highly illegal. But I found out we have a California State Guard here that's it usually works with the regular National Guard, but it can't be federalized. And it's manned by volunteers. And I just wrote a letter to Governor Newsom because I think he's, frankly, in danger from Trump, you know, that they're going to be gunning for him. And I think he needs, you know, a little militia of his own to defend him, not to mention that we need it. I think he needs to beef it up, you know, to make it like a paid position like the National Guard. And, you know, have camps and duties and, you know, just try to get as many people involved in this, kind of like a Swiss, you know, how the Swiss have a citizen army.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah.
He does have a division or I don't know what they call it, you know, a battalion, a group or whatever within the California Highway Patrol, which is their state police department. that operates as if it was the Secret Service at the federal level. In other words, they're there to protect the governor and some of the senior officials. So he's got a security detail already.
That's true. But the thing is, if the regular National Federalized National Guard goes up against them, they can't fight them. But if we have our own National Guard, and the reason I'm also bringing this up is because we've had a lot of ICE raids going on in my area, in the agricultural area, because we're very agricultural here, you know, strawberries, you know, vineyards and stuff.
Sure.
And they're even hog-tying grandmothers. I mean, I'm 85 years old, and I've been going to protest and with my walker. And the thing is, I could not be hog-tied, although I will face up to anybody I see doing that. I speak enough Spanish that I could talk to somebody who's being kidnapped, you know, to tell them not to, to go with them.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we need somebody to call on, because we could call the police or sheriffs, but they're just not man up. I mean, these rural, you know, police departments just don't have the, you know, the strength to go up against these people.
Well, and they're not going to challenge federal officers anyway. They might refuse to cooperate with them, but they're not going to challenge them.
Yeah, so I think we need to beef up our California State Guard. It's just a thought out there.
Yeah.
And I want Californians to please write, or like I did, or call Newsom's office to suggest stuff like that. So before these, we have enough crazy people around here that would form militias, you know, living up in the hills and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
No, I get it. I totally get it. Patsy, thanks. Thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing all that information. It's coming up on 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here in this third hour of our program. On the other side of the break, it's your media support group for We the People of the United States of America and the world. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Thomas Jefferson is credited with most of the text of the Declaration of Independence, but the independence part came from a Virginian named Richard Henry Lee on June 7, 1776. The First Continental Congress sent a list of grievances in 1774 to King George III, among them the loss of their rights under English law, the occupation by British forces in peacetime, and the oppressive coercive acts passed by Parliament to shut down colonial unrest. The King and Parliament didn't respond other than to pass more restrictive laws. By mid-May 1776, 8 colonies supported independence, including Virginia, which directed its delegates to support independence at the Second Continental Congress. Virginia delegate Richard Henry Lee, on June 7th, presented his resolution for independence to the Congress in Philadelphia, which tabled action until July 2nd. In the interim, Thomas Jefferson, with light editing by Benjamin Franklin and John Adams, crafted a statement which would become the Declaration of Independence, which included Richard Henry Lee's Independence Resolution word for word. Resolved that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is, and ought to be, totally dissolved. Read the full Declaration of Independence at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wore sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
Come. Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Investors on edge about a potential shadow Fed chair. Trump is talking about actually announcing who he's going to replace Jerome Powell with come next spring. That's when Powell's term is up, and he almost certainly will be replaced. I mean, here's Trump out calling him stupid and stuff like that, which is, you know, kind of shook the markets a little bit. Dollar is down. Treasury bonds are up after this. Scott Bessent was the guy who, our billionaire Treasury Secretary, who floated the idea that we should have a shadow Fed chair. And then we've got this list, Kevin Warsh, Kevin Hassett, Scott Bessent himself. He might be, campaigning for the job. But undercutting Powell could undermine the perceptions of the Fed's independence. Writes Andrew Ross Sorkin from the New York Times. And he says, this is, he quotes a fellow saying, this is a horrible idea and irresponsible. In other words, if you roll out a shadow Fed chair and say, okay, you know, here's what Powell is saying, but here's what our shadow Fed chair, the guy who will be our next Fed chair, is saying, what are you doing? You're undermining the Fed, not just its chairman. And let's be very clear, it's the Federal Open Market Committee, the FOMC, that has the meetings and makes the decisions about interest rates. It's not, Jerome Powell is not a dictator like Donald Trump wants to be. He has influence, but he's, and you know, he has some considerable power. But the bottom line is he's got to herd the cats too. Meanwhile, the dollar is still crashing. Since Donald Trump took office, in 5 months, the dollar is down 10%. Now, what that means is that everything that we're importing from overseas just became 10% more expensive because we're paying in dollars and our dollars just became 10% worth less, less valuable. Eventually, what that means is that you're going to see a 10% depreciation of the dollar domestically. And when the dollar is depreciated, there's another fancy word for that. It's called inflation. So Trump is setting us up for a terrible inflation, you know, a 10% drop in the dollar. That will start showing up over the next, I don't know, 6 to 20, 24 months, the next, you know, half a year to 2 years, thereabouts. It takes a while for this stuff to work its way into the economy. And then on top of that, you know, Trump still has record high tariffs. I mean, tariffs that we haven't seen since the 50s or maybe the 60s on all kinds of goods. And factories are not relocating into the United States, Donald Trump's lies notwithstanding. I realize he went on a long rant yesterday saying, oh, yeah, we're bringing all these factories back at NATO, no less, for God's sake. But it's not happening. And why is it not happening? Because, hey, if you were the owner of a factory, if you were the major stockholder, if you were the CEO who has to answer to the board, if you were the person with the responsibility for a billion-dollar corporation, and you were making your things in China or Malaysia or Mexico or wherever, and you're having to pay these tariffs, and you're thinking, you know, hey, maybe I should build a factory in the United States, but you're looking and saying, you know, Congress didn't actually pass these tariffs. And the Constitution says only Congress can do this. And Trump is doing this under an emergency authorization. It's pretty sketchy. He's in the middle of a lawsuit. He may lose. He may lose all of his tariffs. And if he doesn't lose all of his tariffs, he's only going to be president for the next 3.5 years. By the time the next president comes in, I'll just be finished building my factory. And the next president might be another neoliberal who will come in and say, ah, to hell with the tariffs. We want that cheap Chinese junk. And you're screwed. So nobody's going to be, you know, the way that Trump is doing these things, as you know, I'm a fan of tariffs. I'm a fan of trade protectionism. I'm a fan of the United States becoming manufacturing relatively independent. I don't frankly care if we make shoes here or not, but I do think that we should be making chips and computers and washing machines and cars, you know, all kinds of, you know, heavy stuff and high-tech stuff and the things that are critical to our military and to our economy. But the way that Trump is doing this is just stupid. I mean, Lawrence O'Donnell has been kind of the, if you don't catch his show in the evening, he's just been the leading voice on Trump is not a bright man. He's just not that smart. And he's very easily influenced by the people around him. Whoever talks to him last typically has the same. And you know, Trump is just like constantly screwing everything up. And it's getting worse and worse day after day. This was so much on display at NATO. So anyhow, I got to tell you about the housing market, then I'll pick up your calls. What's on your mind? 202-808-9925 is our telephone number. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's the Tom Hartman program. The place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say no, the Supreme Court, the Republicans on the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your calls after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, you'll hear Matt Rothschild in the guest host chair helping you and your family gear up for a big July 4th weekend. He's got thoughts, and I want to hear them. So do you. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After late-night discussions and a vote by the legislature, Wisconsin's biennial budget is now set. Lisa Hale has some details.
Governor Tony Evers signed the budget at 1:32 this morning. The budget bill passed with bipartisan support in both chambers. Assembly representative and co-chair of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee, Mark Bourne, said that this year's budget came about the same way as other recent budget bills.
Every budget that has come through this committee since Governor Evers has been in office has been a bipartisan budget because Republicans have crafted most of it, which is still true with this document, and the governor has signed it.
Governor Evers did issue a few partial vetoes, including removing the proposed date of 2029 for the closure of Green Bay Correctional Institute.
There's several, but I'll just mention one. We on the Green Bay Correction Institute, Eric, we just took the date out. We're going to close it, but we need more compromise on that. We need to get things going before we start taking people out of Green Bay Correctional.
In signing the bill, Evers noted that both parties of the legislature and the governor's office created a bipartisan budget.
Well, we have a story about compromise. We have what we call a budget that's been taken on by the legislature, and I'm going to sign it in a few minutes. You know, no budget is easy.
The governor touted the impact the budget will have on families. The final price tag on the budget is $111.1 billion. See the story on our website for the full budget bill.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon and tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. We'll get to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tomorrow will be sunny for the 4th of July. It's going to be hot and humid with a high of 88 and a heat index pushing the low to mid-90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 84.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, happy 4th of July. We have a specially curated Matinair on air for you, but Free Ticket Fridays is happening. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, guys, want to try a new deodorant that actually works? Mando was created for whole body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. The deodorants you're used to just mask your odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid. This is something brand new. It's clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And they've got some great fragrances, by the way. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. M-A-N-D-O, shopmando.com. Use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off site-wide.
Talking big about red, white, and machine. Says we'll build it all right here again. But forgets the part where justice begins. Wants to bring back jobs in dusty halls. But leaves out the fight that won fair pay for all. No picket lines, no union dues. Then welcome back the boss's boots. Trump's factory fantasy shining chrome. Won't last. You can build a mill or weld a beam, but without labor, it's just a dream. Trump's factory fantasy, but the truth is plain to see. The middle class won't rise without union. He talks tough with his tariff pitch. Paycheck stays
36
poor.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Augusta in Cape Vincent, New York. Hey, Augusta, what's up?
Hi there, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I want you to know I've been working, writing letters and emails to all our assemblymen in New York State. That's our New York State legislature, mm-hmm. Asking them to support the immigration, the migrants can stay here as long as they're working and their families can stay here safely, mm-hmm. because the families also work with them, but the families don't always have green cards.
Yeah.
And that tends to be a problem. And of course, Holman is in the next township from here. And he made sure that those three kids were taken and then he got them back. But, you know, that's been going on, but we have to continue to write to our just grassroots politicians, and I write to them whether they're politician, whether they're Republican or Democrat.
That's why
I have Senator Kim from New Jersey, mm-hmm. now corresponds with me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure what he is. I don't know whether he's a Democrat or a Republican,
Senator
but I
Kim
know
is a Democrat.
U.S. Senator. He's a Democrat. Okay, but I have, you know, told him how I feel about certain things. He corresponds back, and also Brooke is her last name. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her first name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's
also been corresponding. So once you start corresponding with these people, mm-hmm. they will stay corresponding with you as long as you keep trying.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I had an experience when Trump said he wanted Canada to be the 51st state. My name is pretty well out there because professionally I have a different name, and I'm known. I mean, I'm known in the internet and I'm known in the music world and people know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I corresponded with a very good friend of mine who is a big businessman in Toronto. And I said, oh, gee, don't worry about 51st state. I said, I'd rather that we became the 13th province of Canada.
Yeah, at least we get free health care and free college.
Yeah, and he laughed. He said, well, he said, you're under a dictator there. And I said, yeah, I know. And that was after I hit, and I said to him, did you get my email last week? And he said, no, I did not. And
all of a sudden, I realized that the email had gone from my site, from the email that I sent.
Mm-hmm.
5 days after it disappeared, it reappeared in my, you know, my on my site
mm-hmm.
with some words changed.
Well, that's weird.
This is because this is what Hitler did in the 30s. He made sure that people could not communicate with each other.
Yeah. Oh, he was monitoring the mails. That's the same thing they did in the Confederacy. You think somebody's monitoring your email? I mean, it's possible that your email's been hacked.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's more likely that it was hacked.
Yeah.
I hate to say that the government did it, but I do have a name that's out there and, you know, professional.
I get it.
But anyway, trying desperately to make people, the governor of Vermont, who is a Republican,
mm-hmm.
supports the idea of supporting migrant workers and their families because we need them for harvesting, et cetera.
Yeah.
And New York State stands to lose an awful lot of money economically here if they don't keep them, because Chobani wants everything that comes off of a dairy farm in New York State, because he's built two facilities in this state, one in my own county, to produce yogurt.
Yeah, and no, I get it. It's going to be big, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to need all the workers to keep these farms going. And it's been my experience. I taught school, and I'm seeing a generation of kids here coming out who believe that they're entitled, and they're busy getting marijuana, smoking, and they're busy drinking. They're not really looking for jobs.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah. No, I get it. Augusta, I need to move along, but thank you for sharing your thoughts on this, and I think your analysis is spot on. Lucy in Lombard, Illinois. Hey, Lucy, what's up? What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. I am calling about the mayoral election. I'm so happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is that I was hearing some of the pundits talking today, and they were saying things like, well, how is he going to move to the left to appeal to people? And I don't know why he has to move. I'm sorry, move to the center.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what Democrats have to do to get the vote.
At least in the theory of James Carville, who is largely discredited, in my opinion. But yeah, I get it.
Yeah. They're saying, oh, the suburban voters won't vote for this guy. And you mentioned the DNC chair, who I am totally not impressed with at all. Yeah. I'm voting David Hogg out, that kind of thing. Just, yeah. We need to get the young people involved. They want action, and they have not seen action. And I'll be honest with you, I don't feel like I've seen action. I have supported the Democratic Party all my life, and I want to see some things getting done. Mm-hmm. So I understand their frustration, and so many of them are like, the two-party system, it doesn't work, and it's time to let it work and let these young people get in there and change things. So I hope this is a election somehow wakes people up that this is where we need to go. So
I agree, and I think it is, and I think that this is like, I don't know, the fifth or sixth or seventh really genuinely progressive candidate who's done really, really well in a Democratic primary or in a Democratic, you know, or in an election in the last 6 months or so, maybe the last year. The party is changing. The electorate is changing. People are sick and tired of the middle of the road, so-called mainstream, so-called centrist, basically on the take Democrats, you know, the kind of Clinton Democrats, the Gottheimer and Jared Golden type Democrats, and they want Bernie, they want you know, AOC, they want some genuine Democrats who talk like FDR, Democrats who get things done like LBJ, Democrats who aren't afraid to speak out and take names and kick ass, and yeah, I think that's a great thing, and I'm very optimistic about the future as a result of it.
I hope so. And that's once they get into these offices, they need to put their plans in action.
Yeah.
Because
amen.
If they don't see anything happening, then they get frustrated too.
And that's where we need to be active locally as well. You need to be paying attention to your in Illinois. I think it's the House and Senate, right? In Illinois, you don't have like an assembly.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something. Yeah. And the same, you know, whatever state you're in, you need to be paying attention to who represents you and reaching out to them too. And even your mayor. Lucy, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Spot on. Good talking
thank
to you.
You.
Barbara in Northern Illinois. Hey, Barbara, what's up? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Okay, I'm very excited because I've been doing a lot of homework on who are these new hires for Homeland Security that's rounding people up and taking them off to be put on a plane somewhere. Okay, they're not new hires. I called and I made phone calls and I checked around to find out who hires ICE agents. Mm-hmm. Okay, nobody does. They're not ICE agents. They're a marauding gang off the street, and they're either, you know, like old Iraq military or, you know, like they had the prince over in Iraq, or they're just a group of guys from Joe's Bar down the street.
Yeah.
And they're working under bounties. They're not working for our government.
Yeah, I read an article suggesting that ICE is paying $1,000 bounty if you capture and a lot of these may be bounty hunters. And again, bounty hunters should have no authority at all, you know, to snatch somebody
off
the
public street. And their paperwork, there's complaints about their warrants are screwed up.
Yep.
If they even have them,
yep.
Because they're working off of bounty.
No, I get it. I get it, Barbara. We need some transparency here. We really do. And this is just wrong.
The congressmen that have been trying to get in to the detention center.
Oh, and they're being blocked out. You're right. Barbara, thank you for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back. I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Tom.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing.
How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if it's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third-party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most, for healthy joints, skin, bone, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. You can mix it into your coffee like Louise does every morning, or your tea or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. So right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Scott in Seattle. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Well, I had some ideas rolling in my head about some music, and because I like listening to your AI thing that Lois and you were doing, and I wanted to bounce an idea off you because I sing myself, mm-hmm. and I'm really good, and so I get ideas, and I'm like, gosh, I want to get those ideas out there, but I'm afraid, especially with AI out there. So I'm just going to give you one. It's the idea of when they say, my thoughts and prayers are with you. Mm-hmm. If you interpret the blaspheme, because I do believe in Jesus, and I do believe Trump is a blasphemer, maybe even the antithesis of the Christ, I pretty much is. Anyway, the idea is that their plans and plots are against us. So when they say, my thoughts and prayers are with you, what they're actually saying is, my plots and plans are against you. And we need to call them on that when they say it. You know, that's what I think. That's what I'm going to do if anybody ever does that to me. I'm going to say, what did you say? Your thoughts and plans against me? And then point out Project 2025 and everything they're doing because it's obvious.
Yeah, I get it.
See what I'm saying?
I get it. Good one,
Scott. And that's
Scott.
How easy it is to call blaspheme if you're on the beam, you know? Yeah. So, but I do want to, well, I'd love to talk to you guys about music some more sometime, maybe not on the air, because a lot of my music you couldn't play on the air.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got it, Scott, and thanks for the call. It's good to hear from you. Allie in Madison, Wisconsin, or is it Ollie? It's Allie, right?
It's Allie.
Hey, Allie. What's up?
I've been kind of harassed by somebody who is from the National Health Institute survey. I don't know if you know anything about that survey, but he's gotten into my locked apartment building and knocked on my door twice. I've gotten 2 phone calls. I've gotten about 6 letters saying that I should respond to this survey, the National Health Institute survey. Well, I looked it up, and it says it's voluntary. But I wouldn't give any information to the current National Health Institute with RFK involved.
I agree with you. I would just tell him to get lost.
Well, I did, and he keeps bothering me. So I'm just hoping if he's listening, it's voluntary, and I'm not going to answer you.
Yeah. Are you sure that this is legitimate? That this isn't somebody.
Yeah, it is. I looked it up online, and I called Mark Pocan's office, and they did say it was voluntary. They did look it up for me.
Right, but that may all be true, but this guy may not actually be from there. He might be somebody who's just trying to get into your apartment so that he could rob you, or so that he could talk you into buying a timeshare or something. I mean, who knows?
Right. So I have not opened my door, and I have not answered the phone. I've got his call marked, so I know when he's calling.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of scary, so I just wanted to let other people know that that might be happening.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. That's a public service, Allie. I appreciate the call. Nora in Minneapolis. Hey, Nora. Thanks for listening to KTNF. Oh. What's up?
Hey there, Tom. I wanted to call about 2 weeks ago, but didn't quite get to it, because I wanted to tell about our great Melissa Hortman, how she fell on her sword 2 weeks ago so that we could have a budget for 2026 and 2027.
Right, and then she got murdered.
But and I think that was not related to this.
Right.
I don't know if you heard about it, but our state legislature was 67-67.
Mm-hmm.
There was no majority. They could not pass one thing without the other party, you know, because they all stick together like glue.
Right.
And when it got to the end and they couldn't finish it, and then they had to go on for about a week having these meetings trying to get them, because they tried everything else they could. And there's a video of her in tears because she said, "We tried everything else we could, but the Republicans demanded that they would pass the amendment to remove illegal immigrant adults from Minnesota Care, the subsidized health care plan,
right,
state subsidized, and because they had already fought out that they would not remove the kids, they made the compromise that they would remove only the adults."
I got it. Nora, I got to run, but thanks for the update, for the information there from Minneapolis. I appreciate it. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Anything goes Friday. Same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and folks and friends around you. Stay safe. I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
You trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone.
If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. The House is pushing through President Trump's tax and spending bill. Republicans cheering during a speech by House Speaker Mike Johnson.
USA! USA! USA!
We can lay another sturdy foundation for the future of this country, a future where working Americans can feel relief, where government can finally start living within its means again.
CBS's Willie James Inman.
Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill boosts border security and ICE enforcement, increases defense spending, and extends his 2017 tax cuts. That includes an increase to the child tax credit, a $1,000 savings account for newborns, plus no taxes on tips and overtime pay. But it also implements new work requirements and other changes to safety net programs, including SNAP, the food assistance program, and Medicaid.
The White House has already scheduled the presidential signing for tomorrow. CBS News special report. I'm Cammie McCormick.